I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, a gunman opened fire in an Orlando gay nightclub, killing 50 people and injuring 53. This is the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. And since then, ISIS has claimed responsibility for that shooting. In the wake of this severe tragedy, Greg Howe with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship shares how we, as the church, can respond.
One thing I think we can do is communicate to the community, we stand with you in this time of fear, that we, without question, denounce acts of violence or hatred directed toward them.
In extremist ideology, the response is violence towards those you disagree with. And even in our society, the assumption is that if you disagree with someone, you must hate or fear them. Christians can and should hold on to faith convictions while maintaining a spirit of love. Take some time to pray for the LGBTQ and Muslim communities. Pray for hope, healing, and the church's witness of the gospel. And in light of all that's been happening around the world recently, sometimes it's good to just stop and praise the Lord for his faithfulness. Slavic Gospel Association's president, Bob Provost, reminisces about a seminary SGA helped to launch years ago.
I was here for the 25th anniversary of a wonderful seminary called Erpine Biblical Seminary. It was begun in February 1991. Now has 1,700 graduates that have literally been changing Ukraine for the glory of Christ.
As it is with any ministry, this seminary wouldn't have been successful without God moving in the hearts of sponsors. For ways that you can help or to learn more about the stories you've heard in today's program, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are through God's eyes. You can sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.